U.S. immigration policy is based on three principles. First, the policy gives priority to close relatives of U.S. citizens and the relatives of immigrants already in the country. Second, the policy gives priority to persons with occupations, skills, and capital that will benefit the U.S. economy. This latter policy may contribute to a loss of highly skilled and professionally trained persons in developing countries, a phenomenon called the brain drain. The brain drain may not be entirely negative, as some people who are drained from their countries return home with newly gained education, skills, and experience from abroad. Third, the U.S. immigration policy requires eligible immigrants to meet a long list of personal qualifications, such as good health, a lack of a criminal background, and sufficient economic resources. The U.S. also issues non-immigrant visas to persons visiting the country for specific purposes, such as tourism or business, university study, consulting, and temporary employment. A range of people from around the world are thus welcomed into the U.S. through two different channels. The U.S. government imposed greater control of refugee and visa applications after thousands of people were murdered in the September 11 terrorist attacks in New York City in 2001. Refugee admissions to the U.S. dropped sharply just after the attacks, from nearly 80,000 in 2001 to roughly 27,000 in 2002. The number of incoming refugees steadily rose for the next 14 years, reaching a peak of about 85,000 in 2016. Donald J. Trump, the former U.S. president, sought political gain by fueling anti-immigrant sentiment in the American public. In his campaign for office in 2016, Trump promised to build a wall across the southern border to protect America from what he called an invasion of migrants flooding in from Mexico and Central America. Critics charged that Trump's policy responded to imaginary facts at the border. The United States is a young country built by immigrants. Over many periods of their history, the American public have valued immigrants for the diversity, culture, expertise, and sense of hope they bring. In 2021, the world is watching to see if Donald Trump's successor, President Joseph Biden, will be able to restore a more balanced stance toward immigration and a recognition of the benefits that immigrants bring to a national culture and economy.